density into account. The second experiment is always fun as it involves a balloon. You also need a pin and some sticky tape. First, you inflate the balloon and then you put sticky tape on it, but don't tell the students you've done this. Now, ask the students what makes a balloon burst. Most people assume balloons make a loud bang when the air is released through the hole. However, if you pierce the balloon through the sticky tape, instead of bursting it, the air will leak out quietly and slowly. So it can't be the air escaping that causes the noise. Instead, physics has shown us the loud bang occurs because the hole expands rapidly, forming a catastrophic crack. You can also tell your students when the balloon does burst open, it does so faster than the speed of sound, so the loud bang you hear is actually a sonic boom. In the real world, this principle is used to test different materials to see how elastic they are and how much stress can be put on them. The next experiment is called the arm engine, and for this one you need a chair that can swivel or rotate and some small hand weights. This is a great experiment for demonstrating an important principle of energy and momentum. Ask one of your students to sit on the chair holding the weights in their hands. Then get another student to spin the chair as fast as they can. Thanks to the weights, the student sitting in the chair will be able to control their own speed. If they hold the weights out, they will slow down, and if they hold them close to their body, making themselves narrower, they will accelerate the speed of their rotation. We can observe this principle in the real world in the sport of ice skating, where the skaters manage to spin incredibly fast by tucking their hands in close to their body. So, as you can see, this theory...
Track 20.
You will hear a university lecturer giving a talk about teaching physics to children. First, you will have some time to look at questions 1 to 10. Now listen carefully and answer questions 1 to 10.
Good afternoon, everyone. Today is our final lecture on teaching science, and I'm going to focus on ways of making science, and in particular physics, fun for children. The concepts of physics can be very difficult for children to understand, but they can also be really exciting. I'm going to describe three different experiments you can use in the classroom to help show children not only how exciting, but also how useful physics can be. The first one is based on what's known as the Brazil nut effect. Physicists wondered why large Brazil nuts end up at the top of a jar of mixed nuts. To demonstrate this, you need a jar, a marble, and some sand. You put the marble and the sand in the jar and get students to predict what will happen to the marble if they shake the jar. As the marble is denser than the sand, they will make the same assumption as the physicists, that the marble will sink to the bottom. In fact, no matter how much they shake it, the marble will remain at or near the top of the sand. This is because the sand and the marble both move up and down. With each shake, the sand fills in the space below the marble before it falls. I think it always helps to increase interest in science if you can show that it has a real-world application. In this case, the scientists realize that if powdered medications of different density are mixed together, they may in fact not mix evenly. So they now take